A Night in Banking Armor.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Someone is coming to the rescue for the struggling mortgage lender Countrywide. It's Bank of America. B of A just made a $2 billion investment in Countrywide. Bank of America bought non-voting shares that can be converted to common stock. If those shares are converted, B of A would hold more than 15% of Countrywide stock. In other words, B of A is now Countrywide's largest shareholder. That transaction is sure to give Wall Street a boost this morning, and it got one yesterday, too. The Dow climbed 145 points to 13,236. The Nasdaq put on 31 to 2552. The S&P 500 added 16. The Asian markets had strong gains today. Japan's Nikkei was up 2.5%. European shares are about 1% higher so far. We've talked so much about how difficult it is for people to get home loans right now. Lenders have jacked up their rates, and they've gotten a whole lot pickier about who they lend money to. But it isn't just mortgage market. It's also the whole lending industry, and that couldn't come at a worse time for college freshmen. Stacey Vanek-Smith has more.
Here's a timely economics lesson. When lenders have trouble getting their hands on cash, loans become harder to get. That lesson is playing out in the economy right now. Chris Lowe is an economist with FTN Financial. He says one part of the lending market has been hit especially hard.
What we're seeing now is a bifurcated market where any loan that has a government guarantee behind it, you can still get a decent rate, but other borrowers are not so lucky.
That is, people taking out private loans. And with federal aid stagnating and tuition skyrocketing, the market for private student loans has grown more than 900% in the last decade. Lowe says rates for private loans like these have jumped as much as 2.5% in the last month. For college freshmen, that could mean the difference of $1,000 a year in loan payments. I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith for Marketplace.
Two foreign airlines are going to court today in Washington, D.C. British Airways and Korean Air each face $300 million fines for price fixing. They colluded with two competitors to jack up fuel surcharges on tickets. But those competitors are going to be spared today. More now from Jeremy Hobson.
British Airways admits it conspired with Virgin Atlantic and Lufthansa to raise fuel surcharge prices. Korean Air also admits involvement. Between 2002 and 2006, those surcharges, which were tacked onto ticket prices or added to the cost of cargo shipments, jumped by more than 1,000%. Virgin and Lufthansa reported the misdeeds, so they avoid fines, but none of the airlines is off the hook completely. Attorney Michael Hausfeld is bringing a class action lawsuit that says consumers should be reimbursed for the higher surcharges.
What the government has fined them is an amount that goes to the government. They have not paid anything yet to the consumers who were cheated.
None of the airlines would comment on tape. Both BA and Virgin deny that passengers were hurt by the increased fuel surcharges. But Lufthansa has agreed to pay $85 million in a class action settlement involving surcharges on cargo. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
The department store Macy's had a horrible second quarter. Profits were down 77% from last year. So it's Martha Stewart to the rescue, and Jessica Simpson, and Donald Trump. They'll be the faces of the big Macy's ad campaign this fall. Are they trying to save the company or ruin it? Apparently the celebs will poke fun at themselves in the ads.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. Conversations from the Corner Office, Dialogues with Top CEOs, is supported by Society for Human Resource Management. Also sponsoring PBS's CEO Exchange, SHRM.org.
Today, China's stock market hit 5,000 for the first time ever. While other stock markets around the world have floundered, China's just keeps steamrolling along. While other central banks have poured money into their banking systems, China is doing exactly the opposite. It's tightening. It just raised interest rates for the fourth time this year. Our economics correspondent Chris Farrell is here. Chris, why is there such a disparity between China and everybody else?
The Chinese central bank is facing a floodgate of liquidity much of it is pouring into the stock market. The Chinese Shanghai Index is up 147% so far this year.
Yeah, China seems kind of immune from what's going on in the rest of the world right now with the subprime worries and the credit worries. Does China have anything to worry about?
Well, to the extent that the subprime crisis and the financial crisis leads to slower U.S. growth, I think that that will spill over into China. That's what I would worry about, is the next blow up will happen in China, and that will even be bigger than the subprime issue.
Bigger than the subprime issue?
Much bigger.
Well, why?
Because China is right now one of the driving forces in the global economy. And although there's lots of issues right now with a lot of the Chinese imports, China is the manufacturing epicenter of the global economy.
But it seems like the Chinese government is taking this pretty seriously, 4 rate hikes this year, trying to keep the economy cool. Do you get the sense that they're on top of this and that maybe they can prevent it?
Well, the sense that I have is that they're taking it very seriously. But to a large extent, the central bank does not have enough control over the economy the way that ours does. Because what has happened in China is that you have a lot of very powerful regions, and those regions are growing. But a lot of the regions, they're off on their own. They have their own economic policies. There's a lot of money sloshing around in these regions. And so what extent the central government can have control, it's a big question, which means that the central bank may have to take more dramatic action, which raises the risk that the hope for soft landing, you know, that's the holy grail of central banking. It's rarely accomplished, especially when you've gone through a period of such rapid growth and some real questions about the soundness of the financial system, especially the banking system.
Okay, Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent, thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.